prophet looked around quickly, spying no other movement in the broad, dark foyer and atop the flagstone stairs that rose on his right. He lowered his pistols and moved inside, gesturing to the revolutionarios behind him to spread out. They needed no further orders. They all knew that their mission here was to kill every rurale they ran into and to free the prisoners from the dungeon moldering in the bowels of the hideous place. Prophet dropped to a knee beside the girl.
You're all right, Señorita. No one's gonna hurt you. Comprende?
He switched to his cow-pen Spanish, gesturing with his hands.
We're here to set you free.
The girl stared at him in awe, her brown eyes wide. Relief washed over her round features, and her thin lips shaped a shivering smile.
You are the one called Prophet.
She grabbed his arm with both her small hands, digging her fingers in.
You have come like she said you would.
Who? Who said I would?
La muchacha rubia.
Where, señorita?
Ever since he'd heard that Luisa had been taken, Prophet had been sure he'd find her ravaged body along the trail. Or worse, he'd never find her at all, and he'd have to finish out his days wondering what had happened to the beautiful, persnickety, young, hazel-eyed blonde. Beautiful like a stalking panther, some would say, for there were few deadlier bounty killers than Luisa Bonaventure.
Where's the muchacha rubia?
The girl pointed up the stairs.
On the top floor.
Oh, stay here until the shooting stops. Comprende?
Prophet holstered his pistols and hustled up the stone steps. He quickly checked out the second story, finding nothing but empty rooms, before heading up to the third, where, as he strode slowly along the dim hall, his ears sharply pricked, and he saw a shadow move under a door. The door was not latched, and as Prophet stopped in front of it, it moved slightly. The bounty hunter squared his shoulders and rammed his right foot against the heavy door. As Prophet bolted into the room, he saw a scrawny, curly-headed, thick-mustached man wearing lieutenant's bars on his grimy tunic stumbling back toward large windows. He tried to set his feet and aim the pistol in his hand, but Prophet was quicker. As the lieutenant sagged down against the far wall, Prophet raked his gaze around the large, high-ceilinged room, seeing nothing but a few desks, near-empty bookcases, a Mexican flag jutting from a brass stand, and two empty gun racks. A door showed in the room's left wall, set deep in an arched doorway between two filing cabinets. It was locked. He put his ear up to the heavy, tall door on which a wooden crucifix hung from a nail.
Luisa!
Prophet bunched his lips and stepped straight back away from the door, aiming a pistol at the tarnished brass latch. The door swung halfway open, and Prophet bolted inside, tossing the shotgun over his shoulder to hang from the lanyard down his back and raising both Colts. He stopped and looked around at the large, cave-like room, at the opulent furnishings, including a wagon-sized, canopied bed against the room's far wall, and on which a blonde girl lay on her back, her wrists and ankles tied to the bed's four oak posters. Prophet's heart kicked like a Mustang in his chest.
Luisa!
Holding both Colts straight out in front of him, he moved ahead slowly. The smell of cigar smoke hung heavy in the still air. Knowing he could very well be walking into a trap, he swung his gaze from left to right and back again, but seeing no one in the large room except for the naked blonde tied spread eagle upon the rumpled bed, he advanced. He climbed onto the bed and crawled up to straddle her hips, noting the scrapes and bruises along her long, pale legs. He set his guns down on each side of the girl, noting that her chest rose and fell faintly.
Luisa, Jesus, girl, what in the hell did that old bastard do to you?
He choked back a sob as he inspected her face. Her beautiful angel's face that was now puffed and bruised, eyes swollen shut, the rich, full lips cracked, her cheeks torn from the slaps of powerful, beringed hands. Prophet reached up to pull his big bowie knife from the sheath tethered behind his neck and cut the girl's right wrist free of the poster.
It's okay, Luisa. You're gonna be all right. Old Lou's here, and he's gonna get you out of here.
He reached over to free the girl's other wrist and stopped. Looking around quickly, he saw a cigar smoldering in a stone ashtray on a table beside the bed, near a half-filled glass of clear liquid, probably tequila. His gaze continued roaming and stopped on the heavy drapes over the windows. They were billowing ever so slightly. Might only be a breeze through the window, but... Prophet's eyes dropped to the floor beneath the moving drapes and bored angrily into the two pale, bare, bunion-gnarled feet that appeared between the drapes and the floor. Prophet hardened his jaw and, scooping up both Colts from beside Louisa, stepped down from the bed. Prophet ratcheted back the Colt's hammers and held them out before him as he crossed the room and stopped 6 feet away from the drapes. He looked down at the bare feet. They hadn't moved since he'd first spied them from the bed, and for a moment he wondered if they weren't part of some ugly stone statue. The velvet drapes moved again slightly, as though a round paunch was pushing against them from the other side. Suddenly, one of the feet moved, and a bare arm shoved the drapes back to reveal a naked man with a large, bulbous belly and long, bird-like, blue-veined legs lunging toward the prophet with a pearl-gripped knife raised high in his right hand. The naked man, it had to be Major Montoya himself, who always kept the prettiest of his prisoners for his own sick pleasure, jerked back against the drapes and the wall flanking them. Squeezing his eyes closed, he twisted around, dropping the knife and clamping his hands over the twin bullet holes in his belly, just above his pale, limp pecker. He dropped to his knees, and his wide, pain-racked eyes raked Prophet venomously.
Oh. Are you going to bastards? What are you doing in my private quarters? You have the manners of a backstreet cat.
Love to stay and chat, but I gotta run, Major. Suffice it to say, that girl over there's a real good friend of mine. So when you see El Diablo, which you're about to do in about 3 seconds, tell him his old friend Prophet said to crank the furnace up.
The Major's eyes opened wider, as did his mouth. Prophet holstered his pistols and hurried back to the bed, where he cut Louisa free of the other posters, wrapped her up in a blanket, and picked her up in his arms.
You with me, girl?
He turned toward the door he'd blown open.
Stay with me, all right? Wouldn't hurt if you said something or opened your eyes a little. Let old Lou know you know I'm here.
As Prophet passed through the door, Luis's eyes fluttered, and she rolled her head toward him, burying her face in his bicep.
Good enough. That's good enough for now.